Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
It's been about a week since the owners of Foxtrot and Dom's Market abruptly closed all of their Chicago stores and laid off their workers. But a spot check shows the food that was on the shelves is still there, slowly going bad. WBBM's Terry Keschner reports from Old Town on the city's north side.
People walk by the Dom's Kitchen and Market here in the 1200 block of North Wells and cannot help but look in the windows. The shelves are piled with food, and it looks like it's ready for business, but of course it's not. Joel Alvarado used to shop here.
Everything is in there. You could see through the glass and look. Sometimes you could look around. You see fruits and stuff in there.
I wonder what will happen with the food. There are a lot of hungry people in the city around, you know?
I have no idea. This is something that really surprised me because I buy in Jewels, Aldi's. I come here and buy too, so it's a surprise.
Lawsuits have been filed over the sudden closure of the Foxtrot and Dom's locations. Some former workers want severance. WBBM reached out to the Greater Chicago Food Depository to ask if they might get some of the food. They said they would like to. They have been trying to reach the grocery store operators. In the Old Town neighborhood, Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
And we just checked, and as of this afternoon, the market's owner had not filed for bankruptcy protection. They also have not responded to our request for comment. Activists at DePaul University in Lincoln Park are now the latest to set up a tent encampment on a Chicago college campus to express outrage over the war in Gaza. Tents went up there today, the day after a similar encampment went up on the University of Chicago campus in Hyde Park. Gabe is one of the students taking part.
So you see people from all backgrounds, all genders, all backgrounds, all religious beliefs. We're all just standing together for what we believe is right.
U of C administrators have said students violating university policies will face punishment. Another tent encampment at Northwestern is being dismantled now. Well, speaking of protests, the fight over where activists can demonstrate during the summer's Democratic National Convention is now moving back into federal court. Leaders of a coalition of groups today asked a judge to keep the city from enforcing its ordinance that deals with parade permits during August's convention. Attorney Chris Williams says the city's asked for more time, but time is running out.
They have expressed a desire to try and work this out. We are open to trying to work this out amicably, but we obviously are on a very short timeline, and that's why we took this extraordinary step.
And we're hearing more about the delegates who will be representing Illinois on the floor of the DNC in August.
The first name on the list of Democratic Party delegates from Illinois is Mayor Brandon Johnson's. He's among party leaders you would expect, like constitutional officers, legislative leaders, Cook County Board President Tony Preckwinkle, and even former U.S. Senator and Ambassador Carol Moseley Braun. At-large delegates include businesswoman and former Obama White House Social Secretary Desiree Rogers and Reverend Jesse Jackson and Jeanette Wilson, his senior advisor. State lawmakers, suburban leaders, alderpersons, and others are sprinkled among the the pledged district-level delegates. The upper echelons of Democratic leadership, like Governor Pritzker, State Party Chair Lisa Hernandez, and President Obama, are automatically included and not on the regular roster. Party officials say there are 147 delegates in total. At City Hall, Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Governor Pritzker says he's open to a new proposal that would fundamentally change how the Chicago area's public transit system is run. State lawmakers yesterday rolled out a proposal that would replace the CTA, Metra, PACE, and the RTA with a new agency that would be in charge of city and suburban public transportation. At an unrelated event in Springfield, the governor says it's clear that change is needed.
We're going to have to upgrade service, make sure that we're dealing with the transit funding challenge that's coming up. And this is one. I hope to see several proposals so that we can consider what direction to take.
Union leaders are also weighing in on the proposal, expressing concern that it would put a new layer of bureaucracy between workers and administrators. A former Chicago fire station on Chicago's southwest side is being transformed into a new community and youth center. WBBM's Jim Goodis has been hearing about this. He's here at the anchor desk to tell us more about it, Jim.
Lisa, the fire station at 24th and Whipple in Little Village had been vacant since 2011. The city sold it for $1 to the National Museum of Mexican Art. Vanessa Sanchez is the museum's director of education. She says the building will provide additional space for the museum's popular Yolocali Arts Reach program for teens and young adults.
This space will allow us to have 4 studio spaces for young people to do everything from graffiti to ceramics to digital projects to gardening programming to anything that we and the young people want to really make it a youth-centered space.
Sanchez says the building will also serve as a community center and meeting space for people of all ages. The conversion of the old fire station has begun, and the new facility is expected to open early next year. Live at the Anchor Desk, Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A 32-year-old Chicago man is locked up in Iowa after a high-speed police pursuit.
Iowa State Police say information was relayed that a black pickup with Illinois plates had been involved in what they're calling large-scale fuel thefts in Clinton County. A trooper spotted the truck, and there was a pursuit on I-80, among other roads. At one point, State Police say the truck was doing 94 in a 30-mile-per-hour zone. Stop sticks were deployed, but it didn't stop the truck. It continued with a flat front tire. Ultimately, a trooper said he exercised intentional vehicle contact to try to bring the chase to an end as they approached a busy area. That worked. The truck was stopped, and the driver, identified as Prince Young, was held on felony charges of eluding. Charges in the alleged fuel thefts are pending. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.